who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL Podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinz Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do, and I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with GEICO. GEICO makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to GEICO.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. That's GEICO.com. Once again, it's GEICO easy. Visit GEICO.com today. GEICO.com.
Napa Know How.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Broadcasting live from the Mercedes Man Cave.
Top that, Chris.
This is Dan Patrick.
Welcome to the program. Final hour on this Monday. We just revisited one of the more uncomfortable moments that we've ever had on this show. McLovin lost a bet to me, and part of the bet was he had to go to the restaurant, Seven Seas Restaurant. That was the restaurant that was underneath the Man Cave, our old home. And he had to go in and act as the manager at lunchtime. So the place is packed, and McLovin walks over to these two women, and we have hidden cameras in there. And McLovin walks over and wants to know how their meal is, and have they been here before. And then he grabs a fry, and then he dips it in their ketchup, and then eats it and walks away. And you can hear these women, they're mad. And even after the fact that we bought them their lunch, but they were confused, they were still mad at McLovin. How many years ago was that?
Four.
4 years ago? Oh, my God. That was painful just watching it now, 4 years removed from it.
I don't know how you convinced me to do that. I don't know if you had to psych me up or someone was in the back kind of get me into it.
I don't know if I gave you enough time to think about it. I just said, hey, we got these cameras. You lost the bet. You got to go in there just act, you know, as the manager and go up and take one of their fries, dip it in ketchup, and then eat it. And you did it. Yeah, Paul.
Our camera guys were setting up cameras in the back so they could get a surveillance shot. And McLovin was very anxious. And I remember he goes, guys, get this ready because I'm going. Be ready. Because he wanted to get it over with. And he was getting very anxious because, I don't think I could have done that even if I lost the bet. But that was a wild scene. Steve and I were at the next table. Kind of like with a camera.
We had like our phone recording or something just to give another angle of it. It was awful.
Yes, Fritzy.
Now they were mad, but they were remarkably calm and just whispered him. Imagine if she would have like freaked out on him, you know, something that he was already nervous about doing and didn't really want any part of, to say, what are you doing touching my food? And like made a whole scene that would have made it 10 times worse.
Well, I think they were surprised. I mean, it was surreal where the guy who says he's the manager comes over. Hey, how's your meal? Oh, great. Have you been here before? She has. I haven't. Okay, well, if you need anything, let me know. He just grabs the fry, and then her face is like, what are you doing? And then he dips it in the ketchup and then takes the bite, and then he walks away.
So you can hear somebody from the other table go, you didn't know that guy?
The DP Show store is open for business. We still have some calendars left, and now 30% off at danpatrick.com. I think, sent out almost 2,500 of these calendars, Dan Patrick Show app. I got one of the Yellow Weasel, the Aaron Rodgers, the audible that he has at the line of scrimmage, and I got it for my son. He's a big Packer fan, so we're watching the game last night, and I said, hey, I got something for you. Yellow Weasel. He goes, awesome. Okay. He's wearing it during the game. Come down this morning, and it's like thrown in the corner like it's a piece of lawn, like he doesn't want to see it ever again. There's no way he wears that shirt again. You know, it's like, no, it'll just bring back bad memories. But it was a one and done. But you can get your Yellow Weasel and the other shirts that we have on the DP Show app and danpatrick.com. All right, McLovin, what kind of poll question are we going to go with in the final hour?
Okay, so we had up who has a better chance of getting back first, the Titans or the Packers? 54% Packers, so it's pretty close. I kind of thought it'd be more of a blowout. We could go into the what do the Titans do, but I was curious if you think the Titans might expand their list of quarterbacks and maybe look at these big-time free agent quarterbacks. Like, who's the best option for the Titans? Is it Ryan Tannehill? If you could have Phillip Rivers, you can have Ryan Tannehill, you can have Cam Newton. We're sitting there on the border of the Super Bowl, why not get one of these big names?
I don't know who's going to want to go there. But if I'm a quarterback and I got a running back like that, now you're going to a running team. Does Cam Newton want to go to a running team? How many quarterbacks now want to play for a predominantly running team? Probably not a lot of them. Ryan Tannehill doesn't have many options, I'm going to guess. If you look at this, I mean, Phillip Rivers would go there, but if I'm Tennessee, I don't want Phillip Rivers now. Eli Manning. Eli would go there. It doesn't matter what kind of offense. Any younger quarterback is going to want to go where he can put up numbers. Yeah, McLovin.
Cam, when he went to the Super Bowl with the Panthers, that was a great run team that complemented BC ran sometimes too. He didn't need the high volume throwing.
I just don't know who Cam is going to be now. I hope he's the old Cam Newton, or he might just be an old Cam Newton. I don't know. Plus, he's going to be a pocket passer. If I have Cam Newton, I want him to be able to be a dual threat, and I don't know if he's going to be able to do that. Yeah, McLovin.
So if not Tennessee, what kind of team would Phillip Rivers go to?
The Dolphins, if they're not taking a quarterback in the draft. He moved to Miami, or he moved to Florida, brought the whole family there, loaded up the truck, headed down to Florida. I know he's from the South, but I don't know why, you know, he's going to Florida. I mean, we could look at income tax or, you know, the taxes that you're going to avoid being there.
He's got his family is down, extended family okay. is down there. Yeah.
He's got 17 kids. He cuts down on the trips to Disneyland and Disney World. Doesn't have to fly. He can just drive now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe if the Dolphins don't take a quarterback.
They had a little Fitzmagic at the end of the year.
I would not take Phillip Rivers over Ryan Fitzpatrick. I would just say this is who our quarterback is for the time being if you're not going to take a quarterback. But I just don't know if Tua gets away from the Dolphins. It feels like that he's going to be a top five pick. Yeah, McLovin.
You also always hear a lot of guys linked to the Chicago Bears. Like you hear a little Rivers to the Bears, a little Andy Dalton to the Bears, a little Cam to the Bears.
Bears don't need Rivers. You got Trubisky for one more year, and then that's it. And then you'll move on if he doesn't have a significant jump in performance. A couple of phone calls here. James in Portland. Hey, James. Best and worst of the weekend.
Hey, my call, you guys. It's an honor to speak to you, Dan Patrick, longtime listener. You're the best sportscaster. Anyways, enough brown nosing you. I want to say the best thing that happened this weekend for me would definitely have to be Oregon beating Washington up in Seattle, the college basketball game. That was sick in overtime. And also the worst had to be during the USC when Tom Brady was sitting next to my Raiders owner, Mark Davis. And I was irritated. And as a Raider fan, part of the Raider Nation, no, we do not want Tom Brady. Tom Brady, retire.
Okay. I watched the finish of that Oregon game. Oregon's got, and I wish I could remember his name, but the kid who hit the game-winning shot, he's put up some really good numbers this year, and I apologize for not remembering his name. Maybe you could look at that.
Peyton Pritchard?
Yeah.
Not Pritchard, is it?
Yeah.
The guard?
Yeah. Yeah, he's averaging like 19 a game, gives you 5 and 5. Oregon's got the best female basketball player.
Oh, yeah, she's a triple-double machine.
Yeah, Sabrina Ionescu. She's good. And she'll be playing in the WNBA. But she came back, and people were surprised she came back.
That court is fantastic, too.
It's a little disconcerting for me.
The first time, it's disconcerting, but the creativity level on the court?
Yeah. And Pritchard hit the game-winning three in that game. Jeff in Detroit. Hey, Jeff. How are you today?
Hey, happy MLK Day, fellas. Listen, man, I'm a little upset about all of this Aaron Rodgers hatred today. Kind of spread it out over the year, man. I mean, you know, it's enough of that to go around. You know how I feel about him. So I'm not going to jump on today. Everybody else can do it.
Okay.
My best of the weekend is going to be, in all actuality, I enjoy all of the football. We're not talking about refs taking over the game. The best two teams won, and the best two teams are going to be there. The worst is going to be that one cousin that knows nothing about football calling me up, telling me, oh, I told you you should, because he did tell me about the 49ers. And nobody saw this coming. Nobody saw it unless you were in San Francisco. So now I have to basically support him on a run that we're making to Atlanta, Georgia coming up. Drinks on me, food on me, all because I said there's no way that the 49ers we'll be going to the Super Bowl this year.
All right. Wow. Well, thank you, Jeff. I was talking to Howie Schwab. Remember Stump the Schwab? I was talking to him a couple of days ago, and he was saying we were talking about predictions, and I said, yeah, I got the Chiefs, but I had the Eagles in the Super Bowl. And he goes, well, I have the Chiefs and I have the Niners. I said, that was your prediction at the beginning of the year? And he said, yeah. And I said, well, good for you, Howie. That's pretty impressive.
Did he put a few shackles on?
I don't know. I don't know if he's a gambler. But he, if I had all the information and knowledge that Howie Schwab has, then I might go back into the gambling business.
But I wonder if a guy like Howie doesn't gamble and that makes him more of a better at analyzing because there's no emotion in it. There's no money involved. He's not worried about his livelihood. He's just looking at what he sees and taking the gambling out.
Yeah, we were looking at those point spreads, and I thought Green Bay would be 5.5, maybe, or 6. And I thought the Titans would be 8 or 9. And it didn't matter because both these teams ended up covering. You imagine having that 7 with Tennessee, and they're up 17-7. You're going, all right, starting to feel pretty good about this. And then we had Patrick Mahomes be Patrick Mahomes. And give credit to that Chiefs defense because Frank Clark – talked a good game, but he backed it up. They shut down Derrick Henry. When Henry scores that first touchdown, you know, where it's basically direct snap to him, I went, oh, gosh. If they build up a lead, he gets ahead of steam. And then, because they were going to keep the Chiefs, I think they had the ball like an 8-minute drive. And I thought, this is how you beat them. You just take up the time. And then I started to look at the numbers after the game. Patrick Mahomes had touchdown drives of 58, 86, 73, and 88 yards. You know, when you start to do that, and if you do, you know, time-consuming drives, then, you know, that's where it's different. Because normally they would quick-strike offense, and they would get, you know, travel 80 yards in 2.5 minutes. And then the defense would have to get back out there. That wasn't the case. But impressive performance by the Chiefs, who 49ers feel like they're the most well-rounded team. And Robbie Gould, too. Great having Robbie. Remember he wanted to go back to the Bears?
Yeah. Sure do, Dan.
He was like, I want to go back to the Bears. His family's still in Chicago. And then he's still out there for the 49ers. Kurt in Dayton joins us. Hey, Kurt.
How's it going, DP?
Great. What do you have for me today?
Oh, well, let's get the best and worst. And my worst goes back more than a week since number two Ohio State football Buckeyes lost and number two Ohio State basketball Buckeyes have only won one game. It's been horrible.
Yeah, they fell off. That's surprising because I thought them and Seton Hall could be the surprise teams to go to the Final Four. And Seton Hall, maybe. They had another big win over the weekend. What else do you have?
I'm a Steelers fan, so I don't have a horse in the race, but everybody needs to lay off Aaron Rodgers. All he did was go 31 for 39 for 326. I'll cut him a break on the last interception because he was heaving it up trying to make something happen. Like you said earlier, but then I think it was McLovin said he actually did make a tackle. NFL is the ultimate team sport. You know, he can't win the game by himself.
Yeah, well, I ran down those numbers, and thanks for the phone call, Kurt, that if you look at what his defenses have allowed in his losses, so 8 playoff losses, and in what, 5 of those losses, his defense gave up at least 35 points. And then there are 3 drives, game-tying drives, in the other 3 losses where he never got the ball back. I can't pin all of this on Aaron Rodgers. It's just, if you were looking for that moment to pile on Aaron Rodgers, you somehow think this is the time. Because to be at that age with that resume but only 1 Super Bowl and you're supposed to be the most talented quarterback of all time, it feels like it's open season for Aaron Rodgers. I think they overachieved this year. I do. I don't think they were a great team. And if you said, I only have to add a couple ingredients, if you add 2 more wide receivers there, like legitimate dangerous wide receivers, then I think Green Bay is a different team. That defense was really good this year. At times it was great. But what San Francisco did, they just said, we know you can't stop the run. And I think it surprised us all that the way they did it. It was there was no frills. It's just, here we are, here we come, and you can't do anything about this. Yeah, Paul.
Remember about 2 months ago when Emmanuel Sanders went out of Denver when they were dead, and we were discussing places they should go? I don't know who it was, but we were saying Green Bay. Nobody needs him more than Green Bay. Because, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo has a couple good young wide receivers and older. But someone in here said the team that needs him the most for Emmanuel Sanders, who should give up whatever it takes. Because you give up a second-round draft pick or a late first, that's fine. It'll help you now. Can you imagine having Emmanuel Sanders on that team yesterday? Or the whole playoff run?
Yeah. And they need that. They need at least one. You know, Jimmy Graham is not what he once was. Nowhere near as formidable. I mean, he still has flashes, but and Davante Adams is wonderful. You just have to have that guy that makes you worry, makes you nervous. And I don't think they have that guy. Yeah, Todd.
And as you were saying about overachieving, I mean, they lost to the Eagles and Chargers, and they lost to the San Francisco twice, including the postseason. That was it. Yeah. Every other game they won.
For the first time ever, you can experience football's biggest game in 4K HDR and only on DirecTV. DirecTV, the leader in 4K live sports. 4K, you get 4 times the display resolution of HD, and it's a different viewing experience at home. And if you don't have 4K, go to AT&T.com/Patrick4K for more information. I got an email here from Justin who says, I don't think people dumping on Aaron Rodgers has much to do with his football ability. It's the Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant. I'm never happy with the way my current situation is. That's what rubs me the wrong way with him. I also think he is still viewed through a 2012 lens. He isn't that player any longer, but seems to still be viewed that way. He did have a pretty good year. He did. But you're used to, I mean, he has usually a lot of touchdown passes and very few interceptions. And he's got the best ratio in the history of the game. It's not even close with that. But just felt like people were waiting for that, yep, now we can pile on Aaron Rodgers. But if the results had been reversed, what would we be saying about the Packers and Aaron Rodgers? What would we say about Derrick Henry, that style, Mike Vrabel? What would we say about Ryan Tannehill? Garoppolo losing? If Patrick Mahomes didn't win, Andy Reid didn't get to another Super Bowl? But Andy Reid is coaching for a Hall of Fame jacket in the Super Bowl. He wins, he's going to the Hall of Fame. Guaranteed. We'll take a break. A special treat coming up. Melissa Etheridge, great singer, big Chiefs fan, and I believe she has written a song about the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes going to the Super Bowl. We'll hear it together. It'll be a first right after this on the Dan Patrick Show.
Hey, it's Paulie Papps from the Dan Patrick Show. We've got an awesome podcast to tell you about today. It's the Big Podcast with Shaq. Of course it's big. Tune in every week as Shaq and his crew cover sports, entertainment, and a lot more with Shaq. That's the only way the Diesel does it. The show is full of laughs and amazing stories. Stay tuned to the end of this episode for a great clip from the Big Podcast with Shaq. Then be sure to subscribe on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts, and many other podcast listening apps so you don't miss an episode.
Napa know-how.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Big Kansas City Chiefs fan. Although I think somebody in the house is a big Packer fan as well. She's Melissa Etheridge back on the program. Congratulations on your Kansas City Chiefs.
Woohoo! Hey, Dan, thank you so much. It feels so good.
All right, so set the scene yesterday. Where are you watching it? Do you feel like you can jinx your team if you're not sitting in a certain place or wearing a certain thing?
Oh, no, I now think I jinx my team if I sing the national anthem for them. So I was at home.
Were you by your – who's watching with you?
Oh, it's me. It's my wife. It's our oldest daughter. And my youngest kids, they're like 13. They're basically watching me watch the game. They like to see their mother kind of get a little crazy.
All right, it's 17-7, and what are you thinking?
Oh, you know what I'm thinking? No worries, because I just saw that game last week when we came back from 24. I was like, I'm not going to worry ever again.
You got Super Bowl plans?
You know, I don't. I don't know. I really enjoy watching football on television. I think it's an amazing experience. And I don't know. I don't know. Ask me in a week.
Well, you might want to stay away, and then I like watching it at home. I get more out of it. But, you know, this is your Chiefs. I mean, it's been
true.
50 years.
It's true. It's true. I know. And I don't know. My head's all dizzy. It's funny. I woke up and I said, wow, this is what it feels like to be in the Super Bowl. It's like really crazy.
Do you remember the last time they were there?
I do. I remember because my father was so excited about it, you know, 50 years ago, and we watched, and I remember when we won, I was in Leavenworth, Kansas, and we all just ran out and screamed and hollered and honked our horns, and it was really fun.
Now, your wife's a Packer fan?
Yeah. Well. She did not have a good night. She went to bed and put a pillow over her head, and I was like, honey, I'm sorry.
But did you tone down your celebration?
Well, we had like a celebration for like half an hour, and then the Packers started to play. And then I sort of, after she went to bed, I sort of woo-hoo kind of danced around a little bit and then quietly went to bed.
All right, last time we talked, we were trying to give you some lyrics and things that would rhyme with Mahomes, and I'm sure we didn't help out the process, but yeah. Do you have a Kansas City Chiefs song for us?
Absolutely, I do, Dan.
All righty.
Yeah, this is my Chiefs are in the Super Bowl song. You ready?
This is Melissa Etheridge.
I got my friends and family all blowing up my phone. My kids think I've gone crazy as I'm running around my home. Well, I heard Dan Patrick wanted me to call into his show. Well, the Chiefs must have won the AFC and we're headed to the Super Bowl. When I was just a little girl upon my daddy's knee, I remember it like yesterday. It was 1970. Oh, the Chiefs had Lenny Dawson, then Buck Buchanan and Bobby Bell. Oh, the Chiefs are in the Super Bowl, I heard my daddy yell. Well, 50 years they came and went, and sometimes we got close. Gonzalez never got to go, Jamal nor the great Priest Holmes. So many times it broke my heart, thought I might never know. But the Chiefs just broke that playoff curse, and now they're headed to the Super Bowl. I've seen the closest thing to Superman this girl has ever known. We traded up in 17 for the greatest Pat Mahomes. And now I'll never worry, even if we're far behind. Because the way that number 15 plays is blowing people's minds. Now if there's anything I love as much as California weed, it's Tyreek, Kelce, Frank, and Chris, Honey Badger, Andy Reid. So take me back to Kansas, barbecue and rock and roll, because the Chiefs just won the AFC. We're headed to the Super Bowl. Well, the Chiefs just won the AFC, and we're headed to the Super Bowl.
Damn. You're awesome. You are awesome. You brought in California weed and Andy Reid. Bob Dylan is smiling somewhere. Oh gosh, man! It a little bluesy in there. Yeah. Oh man, you killed it! You killed it.
Well, thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, I love you. Thank you, and good luck. And if you happen to be in Miami and you want to stop by, you let us know. We'd love to see you. And I know, are you out on tour still?
I go back out on tour in the end of March and April. I'm around the East Coast, and, you know, come see me if I'm near you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Melissa. We appreciate it, as always. You killed it. That's wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Melissa Etheridge. Wow. That was awesome. That's a special moment. Yeah, Paul.
We're all looking at each other. She wrote that in the past 12 hours. She just put that together. That's talent, man. Holy cow.
Yeah. She's been nominated for 15 Grammys. She's won a couple, but got a unique voice. And she put some thought into that song.
Weed and Andy Reid.
I know.
Like, she put some thought into that song, but also just banged it out.
Yeah.
And just able to, like, all right, yeah, here's the song. And just wrote it real quick. That's remarkable.
And she put down a cell phone and played it into her cell phone, probably in her kitchen there. Oh, that's great. That's great.
She should release that. I'm dead serious. It was perfect. As is, live performance, one time.
Well, she might have to take my name out of it, though.
No.
Name dropping. Yes, Todd, what?
I thought that was awesome. Like, you know, there's talent, and there's to be able to turn that around from last night to now is just...
Oh, I thought you were going to take credit for it because I had asked you if Melissa can write a song for us, and then you didn't know if she was going to be performing a song.
No, all I did was pass on your request to see if she had a song, and she took it from there, and that was just amazing.
That was great. A couple of phone calls. Mary in Florida. Hi, Mary.
Hi there.
Hey, Mary.
Hello.
Hey, Mary.
Hey.
All right. Thank you, Mary. Kevin in North Carolina. Hi, Kevin.
Hey there, Dan. So there's an actual precedent as far as this Tannehill thing goes that I think is pretty interesting. A couple of reclamation projects. You had Case Keenum took the Vikings to the championship game, and the very next year they let him go and went with Cousins. And if you want to look at both sides of the coin, you know, the Vikings didn't make the playoffs, but Case didn't do so well in Denver either. So I don't know if that's worth talking about, but it's interesting.
All right. Well, thank you, Kevin. Yeah, I have no problem if the Titans move on from Derrick Henry and Ryan Tannehill. You know, but if you're going to keep Tannehill, then, you know, then I would keep Derrick Henry. I think Tannehill needs Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry doesn't need Ryan Tannehill. Not as much. Yeah, McLovin.
Would the Ravens getting rid of Trent Dilfer for Elvis Gerbach be an analogy that fits here? And was that a mistake or was that an okay move? I think
Well, they didn't win anything with Elvis Gerbach.
No. It was coming off a Super Bowl win with Trent Dilfer, and they didn't even bring him back.
Yeah. Well, you know, Trent, that was the famous line about Ray Lewis saying to Brian Billick, just get us 10 points and we'll win every game. Because that defense was so good. Just give us 10. That's all we need. So you didn't ask much out of Trent Dilfer. Did you see Darrell Revis somehow worked himself into the conversation by criticizing Richard Sherman? Darrell Revis hasn't played in how many years, and now he's calling out Richard Sherman saying, stop hiding in that defense. You're playing like a cover three, like a zone defense. Seems like the Niners are okay. Richard Sherman's going to the Hall of Fame. I don't know. Now, I don't think he's always been a great cover player. Like Revis was spectacular. But Richard Sherman has been great for a guy who was a former wide receiver in college to becoming a defensive back to now going to the Hall of Fame and going to his third Super Bowl. I know Richard Sherman talks so much about everybody, and he, you know, go back to when he called out A.J. Green and Tom Brady. You know, we thought his career was over with the Achilles injury. Yeah, McLovin.
That's how Richard Sherman got famous in the first place, by telling everyone on Twitter that he's better than Darrell Revis in like 2011, before we even knew who he was.
I know, but why is Darrell Revis even in
getting the quarterback? Quarterbacks do that.
But why is he involved? Deion's not saying anything about him. Yes, he.
But if you were considered an elite cornerback,
yeah,
right, and you had Revis Island and that whole thing,
yeah,
and then you got this other guy over there,
yeah,
trying to say the same thing, but you know he gets help on every single play.
Yeah.
You're like, all right, guy, easy.
But who are you trying to inform that Richard Sherman hides on defense? This is common knowledge. You know, he's not always matched up against the best guy, right? I mean, that's the guy that I want. If you want to talk about greatness of that position, that's where you go, wherever you're going, I'm going to be on that side. That's when you're a badass. That's when you go, I got you. Not we got you, I got you. But I was like, Darrell Revis is tweeting at Richard Sherman. And then Sherman goes, hey, I'd love to jump in, but I got to prepare for the Super Bowl. Enjoy sitting on the couch. Yeah, Paul.
Darrell Revis has, in his career, he has 29 interceptions for his career in 11 years. Richard Sherman's got 35 interceptions in 9 years.
Yeah, but one guy they threw at and one guy they did not. They threw towards Richard Sherman more than they threw towards Darrell Revis. Yeah, McLovin.
I was actually thinking when Sherman got the interception at the end of the game yesterday, yeah. I was like, oh, boy, we're going to hear
we're going to hear a lot from him
in the coming weeks.
I mean, I'm fine with Richard Sherman. He talks too much, but he's backed up his play. But the thing, it's like the interception against the Vikings. That wasn't a great play. Kirk Cousins, you know, threw it to him. Thielen wasn't even looking. And he made it seem like he did some slippery acrobatic move. It was like, oh my God, I think the ball caught him. I don't think he caught the ball. It's like, oh my God, look at what I got. It's in my hands. Scott in California joins us. Hi, Scott. What do you have for me today?
Hey, Dan. First time, long time. I want to get your critique on the trophy presentation. Jim Nance and Terry Bradshaw. Yeah, and Bradshaw. It was awesome. Bradshaw was the best.
Well, Jim Nance, it wasn't Terry Bradshaw, because it was Nance on CBS.
And then Terry Bradshaw was with the NFC.
Oh, okay. Because we were showing the Jim Nance with Travis Kelce going crazy. And Jim didn't give up the mic. You're always told, whatever happens, don't give up the mic. And Kelce grabs that microphone, and Jim is, he knows, he said, I got to throw it back to the studio, but he just sort of puts the microphone in front of Kelce, and Kelce took that opportunity. It's chaos down there, just so you know. It really is. There's so much going on where they're trying to get the podium, and you're trying to get the team, and then the trophy, confetti. It's loud. Somebody's in your ear saying, all right, we're back in 30 seconds or 10 seconds, or then they'll be saying, hey, don't have time for Kelce. Wrap it up. You know, that's what goes on in Jim's ear when you're down there. And it's still one of the craziest feelings you have is you're talking to the camera or interviewing somebody while somebody is talking to you. And at the time, there's an estimated 100 million people watching the Super Bowl. You never, when I tell people, can you do that? If you want to be in this business, can somebody talk to you while you're talking to somebody else and you still remember what they're saying and then you remember what somebody is telling you in your ear? Toughest thing I've ever had to do or try to master. Yeah, Paul.
And you can only prepare so much, I'm guessing, Dan, because when you go up there, there's always a rogue player or a rogue celebrity running up there or an owner who wants the mic. And you could prepare for the traffic of it, I'm guessing. Like, you know, you got to do one question, and then get it back to them. But you get that Travis Kelce or that owner who never gets to talk, who wants that mic for once in his life. That's got to be the tough part, not knowing what's coming.
Yeah. And then you get somebody that you're not sure if they're going to be a good interview, and you can only ask two questions normally, and then you move on to the next person, two questions, the next person, two questions. I'm helping the commissioner because he's not sure where to stand. He wants to know what I'm going to say. Am I going to introduce him? Like, all of this is happening right there in the moment. And then, you know, quarterback comes up, see the MVP. He's not the MVP. Who's the MVP? Santonio Holmes, MVP. All right, the owner of the Steelers is there. The coach of the Steelers is there. Okay, now I got to do traffic. And how many can I get everybody in? Because I don't want somebody up on the podium and then I don't ask them a question. Because then, you know, they're kind of just standing there. Not that they're as concerned about that, but, you know, they want to get their moment. And it feels like the owners are the wild cards. Steve Tisch, the owner of the Giants, one of the owners of the Giants, he was grabbing the microphone. And he's a big guy. He wanted the microphone. Robert Kraft wanted the microphone. Their Eagles owner, Jeffrey Lurie.
Jeffrey Lurie, yeah.
He said, you can ask me two questions, and then I have something I want to say. Now, this is up on the podium, and they're going, he's telling me I want to say something after you asked me the questions. And then, so I ask him two questions, and then I stopped. And then he doesn't say anything. And then he grabs the microphone because he wants to thank his parents. I believe his late parents, which is, it's fine. It's live, and there's nothing you can do.
And those billionaires aren't used to being told what to do.
Oh, they think that anything it's live at the improv. Like, hey, now it's my turn. Hey.
Remember high school when you said it wasn't going anywhere? Yeah. I was in computer class. I was a geek.
Yes, Todd.
And what happens if there's a technical problem where you didn't quite hear what the producer said? You have no way of talking to them and letting them know, you know, say that, can you say that again? You just have to go about your business.
Well, I had a great producer who was in my ear, and then you say it, but you say it concisely. And then, you know, probably you're going to say it one more time. But be quick. And that is, you know, next person. Last question. Got to wrap it up. You know, that's what you get. But, you know, I had somebody who was experienced in that position where it's just like, boom. Direct. All right, last call for phone calls. I got an interesting stat that has to do with LeBron James. I have that for you coming up next here on the Dan Patrick Show.
If you don't know your numbers, you don't know your business. That is what NetSuite by Oracle is set out to solve, because most companies don't have a clear picture of their finances, and that's why many businesses fail. The question for any business owner out there is, are you confident that you've got the right numbers at your fingertips. Now, I've never run a business, but, you know, we work on kind of a small business here, and we all make sure Dan has all the information he needs. It's huge. Now, Serious Entrepreneurs and finance teams run on NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite offers a full picture of all your finances all in one place, in real time, right from your phone or your desktop. Schedule your free demo right now and receive the free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/Patrick. Set up your free demo and get your free guide today at netsuite.com/Patrick. Again, that's netsuite.com/Patrick. You got to have all the information right in front of you. Go to netsuite.com/Patrick.
Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now back to the show.
Napa Know-How.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat-worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Two, three.
All right, I got a stat of the day for you. You want to do a two for Tuesday with Melissa Etheridge there, Seton, with stat of the day?
Woo! Ow! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! Stat of the day! This is the stat of the day!
Kemba Walker has never defeated LeBron James in his NBA career. All of the stops that LeBron has had, Kemba Walker is 0-28 lifetime. Ooh. Against LeBron James.
It's rough.
Did that warrant
I think so.
A sound effect?
0-28?
0-28.
Not even 1-27.
Lakers Celtics coming up tonight.
0-29.
Reggie Miller will join us on the program tomorrow. Zion Williamson expected to make his debut on Wednesday. I haven't seen anything on ESPN about Zion coming back.
That promo?
No, I haven't seen any of that. I can't get away from it. This day in sports history, Paulie, what do you have for me?
1968, Houston ended UCLA's 47-game winning streak.
I cried that night.
52,000 fans in the Astrodome.
Yep.
1985, the most-watched Super Bowl game in history, which basically everyone is the most-watched in history. 115 million people. Joe Montana was awarded his third Super Bowl MVP. That's it.
Okay. Chris in Tulsa joins us. Hi, Chris. What do you have for me today?
Good morning, guys. 5'10", unimpressive 160. I'm a grieving 40-year-old Houston Oilers fan, so I didn't have a dog in the fight, but I love Aaron Rodgers' story. Like the guy, he's just not boastful, so I don't appreciate everyone piling on. There's not been a lot of talk about the Packers O-line playing a little loose. The defense just could not match the speed of the 49ers and could not wrap up. But, DP, you're exactly right. If they could get a Darren Waller, Fells from Houston, Zach Ertz type PE, they'd be on fire. And there's not been a lot of talk. I know they wouldn't be the same now, but Jordy Nelson and Randall Cobb letting them go when those are clearly the missing pieces. But, loved this segment last Friday on the end of the songs. Please make that weekly. Got to give it up to the guy doing the Timothy B.
All right. Well, thanks for the phone call there. Yeah, by the way, get your Traeger Meat Friday songs in. All right? Get them in because we're going to start that competition coming up. And it was a big, big hit last year. and we'll try to bring it back here again. But send in your Traeger Meat Friday songs to Mario or Two-A-Days, and we'll be happy to play those on the air as we try to find our in Meat Madness and then our final fork, or we crown a champion there. All right, final results of the poll question, McLovin.
We stuck with who has the best chance of getting back next year with the Packers and the Titans, 58% Packers.
All right. We have Lakers-Celtics tonight. We have Rockets.
Thunder at Rockets.
Thunder at the Rockets.
Mm. If you had to watch one.
I watched the Rockets. I'm having a hard time with the Rockets. I am. I'm having a hard time with this.
You're watching the Celtics, right? The little Celtics-Lakers.
Yeah. Now that I know Kemba Walker hasn't defeated LeBron James, he's 0-for-28. You know, but I'll do a drive by with both of those. I want to see. You know, is Houston going to figure this out? Oklahoma City. It looked like they were going to be sellers with Chris Paul. They're playing well, and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander has been awesome. He has been awesome.
Does he have a nickname?
It's probably.
He needs one desperately.
B-I-S-G-A?
Yeah, because I root against players who have long names from being great, so we don't have to learn the names. Mm. And Giannis ruined that for, you know, yeah. We call him Greek Freak, then we had to learn his name. But like Kentavious Caldwell-Pope,
yeah.
If he ever scores 30 a game, I'm quitting.
Yeah. Like if he ever gets good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Yeah.
He seems like a great player.
Google and see if he's got to have a nickname. If he was a teammate of mine or a friend of mine, I would say, look, dude, I'm not – I can't. You gotta have a nickname, or they probably just call him Shai. Yes, McLovin.
By the way, my Sixers are in Brooklyn at 3. If I can beat traffic, all these games are early except for the Lakers
with Martin Luther King.
Yeah. What do you guys think? You guys want to go see?
No.
No, Ben Simmons without Embiid is actually pretty good.
Good God, no!
It's better than Thunder Rockets. What do you want? Watch James Harden walk the foul line?
Yeah, but I know that. Times? You know, he might end up scoring 60.
Oh my God! And I'm sorry. That is
not attractive. I know. But I can't. I don't want to watch Kyrie Irving.
Yeah, that's true. But you'll see the highlights of Kyrie Irving. That's like the Instagram highlights are good.
Oh God! No, I can't.
Are you excited when Kevin Durant comes back? I had a random conversation. Like,
yeah.
Okay, so Kyrie with Kevin Durant works for you, but not Kyrie solo right now.
When it works or doesn't work, it's fascinating. Either way, it's going to be interesting. I don't know if Kyrie, so he couldn't play with LeBron and he didn't want to play in Boston for Brad Stevens. Like Kevin Durant that's it. Like if you can't get along with Kevin Durant, your buddy, then, you know, Kyrie he's like Stephon Marbury with a ring.
Jesus. That's cold-blooded.
Fritzy, what did you learn today?
If you're the Titans, you wouldn't bring back Derrick Henry or Ryan Tannehill.
McLovin?
Melissa Etheridge is awesome.
Yeah, she is. Very sweet. Seton O'Connor Jr., third.
Melissa delivered a classic today.
Yep, she did. Polyester.
World premiere video, Melissa Etheridge right here.
Todd, what did I learn on today's program?
We all learned. We still cringe watching McLovin pretend to be a restaurant manager proceeding to take a customer's French fry, dip it in ketchup, eat it, then casually walk away.
Make 2020 a year you will remember for the right reasons. Use LegalZoom to help you out. Business, navigate the legal waters. Go to LegalZoom.com today. Enter the promo code Patrick in the box at checkout for special savings. LegalZoom.com, promo code Patrick, LegalZoom, where life meets legal. Thanks. We'll do it again tomorrow here on the Dan Patrick Show.
As promised, here's a clip from the big podcast with Shaq.
I've never seen it this early, though.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's the difference.
Mean, like the first couple weeks of the season.
So there's two takes on that. One, you think you're so good that you can let guys sit out. You don't care about your position in the playoffs. You're going to win no matter what. It's a really tough gamble. Really tough gamble. I did it, so I'm not going to criticize them. Especially when I got older, when guys said take a special. But matter of fact, when Phil got there, Phil would look at the standings, and I don't know how he did it. He kept us away from Utah. And he kept us away from, I want to say, the Rockets all the time. He just kept us away. So he would come and say, all right, take these two games off. And I'd be like, oh, and he'd be like, but you need to ride the bike. Like, he would just know. And, you know, his thing was we needed some type of home court advantage, preferably the number one spot. But it's been going on for years. So, you know, it's a gamble. I feel for the fans when you pay your money to see a certain guy play and he doesn't play.
That's mine.
I I do feel for that. But this is chess, not checkers. You want a championship or you want a guy to come play a game and possibly get hurt? I know it's not something you're supposed to think about, but it can't happen. I can't knock it because I've done it. I just know that's a gamble, and I feel both sides.
Napa know-how. Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, Strawberry Banana and Tropical Burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Who will be selected number one? Which teams will trade up and down? And who will be crowned Mr. Irrelevant? It's time for the 2024 NFL Draft. And iHeart is your home for the NFL Podcast Network. Get all the insights, mock drafts, and trade rumors with podcasts like Around the NFL and Move the Sticks. Open the free iHeart app and search NFL Draft for dozens of podcasts, playlists, and live stations to get you ready for the weekend's big event.
Let's go!
Listen to NFL podcasts on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search NFL to start listening.
It's Freddie Prinze Jr. and Jeff Dye back in the ring. Wrestling with Freddie makes its triumphant return for an electrifying fourth season. Hey, Jeff, are you ready to rumble our way into an all-new season of Wrestling with Freddie?
You better believe I have. I've been practicing my body slams, and I'm jacked.
All right, don't go injuring yourself now. We'll be highlighting the best stories and matches of the week in wrestling from AEW, WWE, and have one-on-one talks with the best talents in the world of pro wrestling.
Listen to Wrestling with Freddie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.